Your weekly look at the new release shelf begins right now.
How about something really exciting?
New and excitingly different.
That's a record.
Enjoy the lift you get from
the perfect blend of
their new album.
Drop and they keep dropping, dropping.
From the capital of Canada, you're listening to The Album Drop. Here's Phil Shirakawa.
And another episode of The Album Drop is on the air. Hi again, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Phil Shirakawa. We have lots of great stuff to get to over the course of the next 60 minutes here on CHUO, so you don't want to miss any of it. Get comfy. It's going to be a fun ride. As we begin with brand new music from Karen O and Danger Mouse. The collaborative effort from the two is out now. It's called Lux Prima. Really cool blend of both of their styles. You get the great, funky, kind of backgroundy stuff that you come to expect from a Danger Mouse record. And of course, the incredible vocal stylings and songwriting capabilities of Ms. Karen O. You put them together, and you don't know if this is a record from the 60s, or the early 90s, or 2019. And it doesn't matter, because it's so, so good. We'll start with a tune called Ministry, and I think you'll see exactly what I'm talking about here. It's brand new music from Karen O and Danger Mouse, and it's here on The Album Drop.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Album Drop. Listen to previous episodes at thealbumdrop.ca.
Get enough of The Album Drop? Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Spotify.
Give tonight, my love.
From the new record Lux Prima, Karen O, and Danger Mouse. That was Turn the Light. We also heard Woman before that, Ministry, the first one we played from this record. It's out now everywhere. You can get it on all the streaming services. You can buy physical copies in your favorite mom-and-pop record store, or even the big chain ones. Doesn't matter. It's there. Go buy this record. You'll love it. Period. Full stop. Let's change the subject. Hi again, everybody. This is episode 405 of the Album Drop. Thanks for being a part of it. I'm Phil Shirakawa. Most of our past episodes are available to stream or download anytime via our website, thealbumdrop.ca. While you're there, you can find links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram feeds so you can keep up with the show and always find out what's going on with your favorite new music radio show. So, now that we got that out of the way, we can breathe. But just for a second, because lots more new music to talk about, including brand new stuff from Broken Social Scene. That's right, Canada's favorite indie rock collaborative, there's like 8,000 people in this band over the course of their history. And they've got a new EP coming out. Let's Try the After Volume 2, hot off the heels of the first one that came out earlier this year. They're going to be releasing both this one as a standalone EP and the two of them together in a big vinyl collection for Record Store Day, which is coming up in 2 weeks, everybody. So start cracking the piggy banks and collecting on those debts and whatnot, because you don't want to miss Record Store Day. It's going to be a hot one this year, including this brand new Broken Social Scene. Let's get to the single. It's called Can't Find My Heart, and it's here on the Album Drop.
You're listening to The Album Drop.
The Album Drop.
The Album Drop.
The Album Drop.
The Album Drop. The Album Drop.
It's not the band I hate, it's their fans.
We'll be right back.
this show? Check out past episodes at thealbumdrop.ca.
Brand new music from Modest Mouse. It's called Poison the Well, and that's going to be available as a mint green, triangular-shaped 7-inch release to be released 2 weeks from, not even 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks from today on Record Store Day. Their first new music we've had from them in a few years, and I'm super stoked. I dig it. I don't know if we're going to get a full record or more or what the deal is. They don't even know themselves. They're being kind of secretive about it. But we do know that Modest Mouse is going on tour across the U.S. this summer with the Black Keys, who also just released a single and haven't made any kind of more information about any new music. So if both of these bands, which really sounds like a killer bill, I've had the pleasure of seeing them both live, and I think together that would just absolutely slay. No Ottawa show and no Montreal show either, so what are you gonna do, right? But the fact that they're going on tour together this summer and they've both released new singles recently says to me, at the very least, they're going to be animated on stage and they're going to be motivated to do more stuff, so let's keep our fingers crossed for that. Before that, we heard brand new stuff from Black Mountain. That was a really killer tune we heard from them. Future Shade is what it was called, and that one's going to be on their new record, Destroyer. That one's coming out May 24th. It's going to be out on their longtime home of Jag Jaguar. Really cool stuff from Black Mountain as well. Looking forward to that one. The record is said to be inspired. The singer of the band, up until 2 years ago, never had a driver's license. And apparently that has changed his worldview so much so that... This is inspired this new record. So interesting to see how the band interprets that lifestyle change. And we'll find out May 24th. And we started off that set with Broken Social Scene, brand new stuff from them. Their new EP, Let's Try the After Volume 2, gonna be available both standalone as a two-part double release, available on Record Store Day through their label Arts and Crafts. This is The Album Drop. Thanks a lot for listening to our show. I'm Phil Shirakawa. We're going to take our only break of the hour. But don't go anywhere, because when we return, brand new music from from Ottawa's own The Peptides, and a whole bunch more, so stick around. It's all going to continue right after this.
You're only moments away from more great music. The Album Drop will return on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Everything that keeps it together is falling apart. I got this thing that I consider my only art of fuck people over.
The Album Drop continues right now here on CHUO 89.1 FM. Here's your host, Phil Shirakawa.
And we are back here on The Album Drop. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Phil Shirakawa. I want to talk to you now about Anemone, a really cool, ethereal-sounding pop group out of Montreal. Beat My Distance is the name of their debut LP, and it's out now. And it's really cool-sounding stuff. Getting play on campus and community radio stations all over the country, and rightfully so. Really cool, fun-sounding music. From it, we got a tune called On Your Own, brand new stuff from Anemone, and it's here on The Album Drop.
Listening to The Album Drop. Listen to previous episodes at thealbumdrop.ca.
the Canadian government has apologized for
the album drop
on several occasions.
Baby, don't say a word. There's nothing I can do. Baby, don't say a word. There's nothing I can say when I fought for love. And there's nothing left for me. Baby, don't say a word. Oh,
their debut record Beat My Distance, Montreal's Anemone. That was Memory Lane. We heard Sunshine, Back to the Start, and On My Own to start off that set of music. You can get that record through Luminel Recordings. It's on Bandcamp. You can stream it on Spotify. You can find it at finer independent record stores. Really, really cool stuff from Anemone. No shows anywhere around here coming up anytime soon, but they will be making their triumphant return to their hometown of Montreal in August to play the Oceaga Festival. So that's going to be a great experience for them, and of course for anybody who wants to check them out. I'm sure, based on what their record sounds like, they're probably pretty good live, too. So now let's talk about Ottawa's own The Peptides. They've just released a brand new record. It's called Galapagos Volume 1. And it is inspired not by the Chain of Islands and not by the local band that called it quits last year. No, instead the 1985 novel by Kurt Vonnegut. Kind of a post-apocalyptic view of the world has changed and everybody's trying to pick up the pieces from it, and this is their perspective on it. This is a band that, you know, they've been kicking around the city for a long time. If you've never had a chance to see them, you really can't appreciate how impactful they can be. It's a very large band. There's 9 people in the band. 5 of them are vocalists. And you would think that would be somewhat excessive, but it's not. Between the choreography and the way that they kind of, you know, use things like costumes and stage presence to their advantage, really just kind of helps to create this overall, you know, it's not like going to a bar and just seeing a band. No, there's something really special about this band. And if you've never heard them before, hopefully you'll get the impression of what I'm talking about through these tunes. So we'll start with one called Money is Paper. It's brand new stuff from The Peptides, and it's here on the Album Drop.
Religious lies, even so. The best from Ottawa, Canada, and everywhere else. Only on The Album Drop.
Oh,
From the record Galapagos Volume 1, Ottawa's own The Peptides, here on the album drop. That was Invaders. We also heard Money is Paper before that. New record's out now. You can pick it up at all your favorite local record shops. And go see them the next time they're playing somewhere, because you will not regret it. This, I promise you. My friends, this is all the time we have for this week. Thank you very much for listening. This has been the album drop. But don't fret, because we have a brand new episode coming in 7 days. But in the meantime, if that's too long for you to wait, visit our website, thealbumdrop.ca. You can stream or download past episodes anytime, check out our interviews, and a whole bunch more. There's lots of downloads and lots of fun stuff there. You can connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram, all of them very simply as The Album Drop. No spaces or punctuation or anything weird. Exactly the way you think it sounds. That way you can find out with what's going on with our show, get links to the downloads, the streams, and all that cool stuff, and find out a little bit more about what we do. Let me know what you think of our program, please. You can obviously comment through all those avenues, or you can send me an email. It's phil@thealbumdrop.ca. Like I said, 7 days until you get a brand new episode. Till then, take care of yourselves. Thanks for listening. I'm Phil Shirakawa.
Thanks for listening.
Smell you later.
This whole thing has gone on long enough.
Bye. Have a beautiful time.
If you missed anything or just can't get enough, check out thealbumdrop.ca.
I'll be back.
When will this insanity end?
Can I finish? Please, can I finish?
We'll be back next week.
Okay, I'm finished.